You never know who you'll run into in Indianapolis. I'm Pat Sullivan with another IndyCast, and to my right, the dad of a fairly famous race driver is one here, Tony Stewart. And Nelson Stewart, racing's in your blood. You competed last night at the Mount Lawn Speedway.
Well, I don't know that I competed. I was there. I wouldn't call that competition. I wasn't competition to anybody last night.
You know, but it was a few years ago, 5 or 6 years ago, that Tony gave you a complete TQ midget operation and said, it's time for you to go racing. What on the world possessed him to do that?
Well, I don't know, because about 3 years after he did that, he took it away from me and said I was too old and going to get hurt, and he wouldn't let me drive it anymore. So I went to California and got another one, and now we're still having fun with the TQ and the Legends car and the Kenyon car.
He must have had a fit when you competed at the Milwaukee Mile in a USAC Silver Crown car.
He didn't like that at all, but I'm still the dad, and I'm still going to do what I want to do, not what he wants me to do.
No kidding. Once in a while, you have to remind him who's boss, huh?
A lot of times.
You've been involved in a variety of facets in racing. What are you doing right now in the racing world?
Actually, I'm working for Tony again, and just came out here this afternoon to have a good time around some real race cars.
What would he say if he heard you say that?
He'd probably say the same thing.
Obviously, you are able to talk with him about what goes through his mind. How badly would he like to come back, and how badly would he like to compete?
Well, you know, I don't know, because I really haven't talked to him about it lately, but I would love to see him come back and win this thing, because that was always my dream, and it was his dream for a long time, and like I say, I really don't know now, but I still think he would like to win it.
It's interesting, there were some, not many, who thought that perhaps his celebration having won the Brickyard here was a little contrived, a little showmanship. That was real genuine stuff there.
That was very heartfelt, and by everybody, not just him, but the whole family and all of the fans that were here. I've never seen that many fans stick around that long after a race as they did that day. And I think it was on account of they knew that he wanted that race really, really bad, and they felt like they were part of it, and I think they hung around just for a celebration.
You know, the first time or two I saw Tony race, it was clear to me he had the right stuff to be really something special. Did you pick that up early on, that Tony really had that extra ingredient to make him a champion?
Well, the first thing I saw was when he had that three-wheeler out in the garage riding it around on two wheels, and then he would set it down and go the other way on two wheels. And I determined then that with that kind of balance, he stood a good shot in a race car, and that's when I bought the yard cart, and we started playing around. And I don't know, it was probably the second or third race that he actually drove. And just the fact that when a hole would open up, he would head for it. The other kids would stop and think about it, and by the time they thought about it, he was gone and the hole closed up anyway. But when I saw that, I knew then that he should be able to do something. I had no idea he'd go this far, but...
You know, he's known it for speaking his mind. A lot of us know him. We applaud him for it. From a father's perspective, when he says what he thinks at any given time, what's your reaction?
I'm all for it. I mean, I always did tell him to tell the truth and tell him what say what he felt, and I still believe that today. And sometimes he maybe needs to tone it down or use a little different verbiage, but I'm still all in favor of it. I think he told the truth a couple weeks ago.
Now, some of that fire, isn't that what makes him a great competitor?
It is what makes him a competitor, because he likes the competition. He wants the competition, and not something that's contrived and reworked and messed with. And he wants the true competition, and that's what he said.
When you look around the pit area here for the 91st running Indianapolis 500, are there any drivers whose temperament and style remind you of Tony?
Ooh. yeah, and I don't think I'm going out on that limb.
But I would think you'd admire those guys that winning is all that matters. I mean, I've talked with Sam Hornish. When he finishes second, it's like he died. Dan Weldon, only thing that matters is first. I think you applaud those kind of people.
Well, I do. I mean, I definitely do. I like to see that, because if you like finishing second, you really shouldn't even be out there.
You're in an interesting situation now in your racing career, because you're out there with some 14 and 15-year-old kids. Is that fun for you?
Well, I really enjoy it. I enjoy the kids. They're kicking my butt bad, but I'm hoping to be a little more competitive with them, but it's so much fun. I mean, actually, I guess I look at them and I see some of Tony, And be honest with you, I've been really impressed with them. There's some good kids out there, good drivers.
You know, I remember when you were working in Gasoline Alley, Nelson, a car came by to get fuel to go out for a qualifying run for a young rookie named Tony Stewart. I remember you might have stepped up and handled the fuel chores on the back of the Gasoline Alley for that one.
I did. I really enjoyed that. Dave Argabright, I got to say this, Dave Argabright wrote about a two-paragraph article the day Tony qualified for his first race. And I didn't even see Dave. I didn't even know he was around anywhere. Tony was sitting on the wall, and I was standing behind him. And Dave said more in those two little paragraphs about how I felt than I could have ever voiced. And it was just like he was inside my head reading what I was thinking. And I was just amazed when I read that.
I suspect you were aware that there were a lot of people from the short track and USAC world that were living through Tony with that. In other words, that was a Tony accomplishment, but it was a statement for a lot of drivers like Tony.
Yeah, I think so. I believe that. Tony's had a lot of backing through the years from different guys, different drivers, different owners, fans, and I think we all walk away with a little sense of not only accomplishment, but a little sense of belonging, and I think that's good. I think it's good for the sport.
Well, we think he's a pretty special talent, and obviously he's already developed a Hall of Fame resume. What do you think? All-State 400, I suspect he's gunning for that one.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, he'd love another one.
Well, Nelson Stewart guarantees a feature win in 2007. No, he didn't say that, but I pick on him just like the press picks on his son. This is Pat Sullivan with another IndyCast.